Friends, we have seen a little bit about the crowdfunding in the previous chapters, and in this chapter we are deeply entering into the various regulations which are relevant to the crowdfunding. It's not only covering the India as a geography, but the entire world, the regulations which they are at the very primitive stage under development. So those regulations also we will have a little bit highlight, and also with reference to the basic regulations, that is alternative investment funds, which is also linked to this crowdfunding platform and crowdfunding requirement. We will going to see that those regulations also which are most appropriately relevant to the crowdfunding platform. So now in this chapter, though it is little bit lengthy one, because it regulation has to be covered in toto as it is, so your prompt attention as well as your prompt understanding involvement is very much solicited, because the chapter is very lengthy that way, but it is a short inside subtopics are there which may give you a comfort to understand the exact regulations. So let us start with the regulations. The structure of this chapter, as I said, little bit lengthy. What it consists of? The first, briefly, I am trying to give you the investment scenario in India. Then coming down to the existing legal framework for the crowdfunding in India. Then regulation in respect of the public security offering by companies, as well as the placement of the securities by the companies, legal provision regarding the SME provision, that is small and medium enterprises, regulatory provision related to alternative investment funds. Then after seeing these regulations also, we have a question in mind because of the complexity of the regulations, whether the crowdfunding is really needed. Then crowdfunding in India, short guidelines, there are no elaborate guidelines, or there is no regulatory authority has specified any definite guidelines for the crowdfunding. Then who can raise the funds under the crowdfunding platform and limitations on the capital raised by the companies. Then disclosure requirement for the issuer as well as crowdfunding platforms. This is just a review, because earlier chapter we have seen the what are the crowdfunding platform, but here we are entering deep into the understanding of the crowdfunding platform, that is, and the equity based crowdfunding as well as the type of investments which are made into the crowdfunding, and what are the type of securities will be issued by the issuer, by the investee company, the procedure for offering through the crowdfunding platform. It is a chronologically order, it is explained here, as well as secondary market scenario, whether it is available secondary market or not available secondary market, that also we are going to discuss. And while doing so, when the transactions are happening through the internet platform, then whether the protection from the cyber crimes is available for this or not, then taxation matters, then role of SEBI, and finally the cost benefit analysis, as well as much talked about the revision in the regulations or discussion paper published by the SEBI on the regulations, what is the current status of that. So these are the various topics we are going to discuss in this chapter. Well, the alternative capital raising facilities like crowdfunding is gaining the momentum or popularity, the central government has also wake up and they said that there should be a new regulator and the regulatory authority also. Currently, at present, most of the crowdfunding platforms, neither it operates through with the proper authorization, nor it is undertaken under the respective government law. And the SEBI regulates the fundraising of the securities, for the securities through both equity as well as the debt for the listed companies. And private placement by unlisted firms are regulated by Ministry of Corporate Affairs, that is MCA. However, none of these covers the crowdfunding of the donations, reward, or maybe for charity. The Department of Economic Affairs, in its note circulated to the regulators concerned, has said that it would be beneficial to examine the development of the marketplace model in greater details, and according to it, a new framework shall enable the small firms to raise the capital from individuals or entities that have investable surplus funds. We have seen the global regulations and that are applicable to the crowdfunding in earlier chapter. These regulations are not the same in respect in country to country. They are different. They are not the same, and geographically they are not the same. And it actually involves the process of funding according to their country's regulations for the investing company. We have also seen that crowdfunding worldwide is not a major investment because it is amount involved is a very small. And the extension of the business in the limited way. Hence, in most of the countries, there are no specific regulations framed for the crowdfunding investment. In India, the idea of crowdfunding is not new. It was not documented. For example, the temple and mosque are built overnight using many donations. What is it? That is also crowdfunding. Because crowd is funding small way to build up the stage, to build up the mosque or temples. Even currently also it is happening. The concept of online crowdfunding is definitely it is new to the country because of the development under IT. And Industry Watcher says that there is not enough buzz around the online crowdfunding in India. The industry is also not very investor friendly because of lack of regulations. And there have not been many angel investors in this place like it is happening in your earlier venture capital. Neither are there any valuation benchmark is devised for it. But outside the investors are the shy when they come backing for the crowdfunding platforms. Existing legal framework in India. The provisions in the existing legal framework for the raising the funds by the company in India is regulated as per the Companies Act 2013, Securities Act, that is SEBI Act as per 1992, and Securities Contract Regulation Act 1956, then Depository Act 1996, and the raising of the pool managed investment fund by the various entities such as alternative investment funds, that is AIF, mutual fund, that is mutual fund, MF, and it is regulated under securities laws which are offered by or which are created by, controlled by the SEBI, that is Securities and Exchange Board of India. regulation in respect of the public security, whatever the laws we have seen under that, where the crowdfunding fits, that also we have to see. Now let us go first for the regulations in respect of the public issue of the securities by companies, how they are issuing this. In India, companies making the public issue securities needed to comply with various provisions under prescribed Companies Act 2013 and rules framed thereunder, apart from the requirement of the SEBI regulations. So there are two rules are coming into the picture. One is Companies Act as well as the SEBI Act. The Companies Act requires the company proposing to make a public issue to make a listing application in recognized stock exchange. This is mandatory for them. It requires the issuing company to the lodge the prospectus of with the registrar of the companies, and further detailed disclosure requirement for the prospectus are also specified in the Companies Act under section 24. The provisions which are relating to the issue and transfer of the securities by the listed companies or those companies which intend to get their securities listed on the recognized stock exchange in India shall be administered by Securities and Exchange Board of India. Hence, SEBI plays a regulatory role for the public issuance of the security and those private placement which are proposed to be listed on the stock exchanges. Further, SEBI also requires the issuer to make the public issue of the specified securities to comply with the requirement prescribed there, in which it includes the appointment of merchant banker, registrar to the issue, then filing of the draft offer document to the with SEBI, eligibility requirement such as track record, minimum promoters contribution, lock-in requirement, requirement to have the monitoring agency, etc., apart from detailed disclosure requirements. However, in case of the debt securities, there is a simpler regime and the issuer need to comply with the SEBI regulations for the debt securities, which requires compliance with the basic requirements like having debenture trustee, credit rating, disclosure requirement, etc. Further, once the securities are listed on the recognized stock exchange, the issuer must comply with the continuous listing requirement. These are some of the important facts for the companies when they are going for the IPOs. As per the company's law, prospectus and allotment of the securities. In case of private placement of the securities, private placement means privately placed without giving any advertisement or not through the IPO channel. Private placement offer an invitation and that cannot be made to more than 200 persons in an aggregate in the financial year, that is the regulation states. And this is qualified institutional buyer and the employees of the company being offered the securities under this scheme. Such offer can be made only to such person whose names are already recorded by the company prior to the invitation to the subscription, and such a personal shall receive the offer by name and their complete record of such as offer shall be kept by the company, and the complete information about such offering shall be filed with the registrar within a period of 30 days from the date of issuance, from the date of circulation of relevant private placement orders or private placement offers by way of letter. Further, all monies which are payable towards the investment or for the securities has to be made through the banking channel by way of issuance of the check or by way of issuance of the draft, and it requires the payment to be made for the subscription of the securities shall be made from the bank account only of the person who is subscribing it and not from anybody's account. The company shall allot the securities within 60 days from the date of receipt of the application money and a private placement, else money must be repaid to the investor. Nowadays, rules have been little bit changed. After the technology has come into the place, the process has been little bit changed, which is not narrated here anywhere. The ASBA type in mechanism, instead of application or something like that to, for the investor to make to the company, online platform is created, and that through the online platform, the money directly goes from the account. It is locked, funds are locked as long as there is no allotment is happening. And once the allotment is happened, then money is debited to the respective investor's account, and it goes to the company who is inviting the subscription for the shares. So technically, and the 60 days, all these periods what is mentioned is currently due to the technology development, it is not there. It has to be completed within 15 days of time. That means after the date of application, closure of issue, within T plus 3 days or T plus 5 days, it has to be announced allotment, and thereafter immediately the equity is transferred to the concerned DP account of the investors at the same moment when the announcement is happening, and the equity or the shares which are allotted are immediately available for the trading also. So this is all the technological benefits that is also, that also has to be taken into consideration. But these are the basic regulations what if anything, any company goes for the physical route, then in that case, these regulations are applicable. A private placement offer letter shall also be accompanied by the application from the serial number, and it is addressed to specify the person to whom the offer is made, and no person other than the person whose address in the application is available to whom only, to them only, this equity will be allotted, and the value of the such offer or invitations per person shall be with the investment size which is not less than 20 rupees 20,000 of the face value of the securities. The return of allotment of the security shall be filed by the register, filed with the registrar of companies within 30 days from the date of allotment, along with a complete list of all the security holders which is containing its complete information about his name, address, PAN number, email ID, as well as the PAN number, as well as or Aadhaar card number also they may sometimes call for. SEBI has taken various steps in recent past to enable the startups and SMEs, small and medium entrepreneurs, which are very low profile entities, or capital base is very low for these startups as well as the SMEs, to raise the funds through the various routes such as SME segment exchange, as well as institutional trading platform, that is ITP, or category 1 SME fund under AIF regulation is also permitted. These channels are briefly defined in the following section. These channels means what is this SME segment, then SME institutional trading platform, or category 1 SME fund. Let us understand little bit about that also. So SME segment, what is this SME segment? Specifically attention is given to the SME, that is small and medium entrepreneurs. SEBI has specified the framework for the SEBI segment or SME platform on recognized stock exchange, where small and medium enterprises can list their securities for the trading. A company which has its post-issue face value capital not exceeding 10 crores of rupees, shall be listed only on this platform, that is SME platform. So the total capital of the company should not exceed rupees 10 crores. If they then only they are in the SME segment. A company which has its post-issue face value capital more than 10 crores rupees and up to 25 crores of rupees has an option to list on SME platform. In case the post-issue face value of the capital exceeds rupees 25 crores, the issuer should compulsory list only on the main board of the stock exchange, that is normal NSE or BSE. There is a compulsory market making requirement for the companies which are listed on the SME segment for minimum period of 3 years from the date of listing the to ensure the liquidity in the market. At any point of time, deal should not be frustrated when it is traded. So 3 years minimum they have to take care of trading. Various relaxations have been provided to SME listing on SME platform. What are those relaxations? Those relaxations are as per the SEBI guidelines, and some of them are the draft offer document may be filed directly with the exchange and not with SEBI. It was required to be submitted to the SEBI, but now it is required directly. You can approach to the exchange, SME exchange. Then minimum application value of rupees 5000 to 7000 is not applicable, which was earlier there. So minimum application value shall not be less than rupees 1 lakh per application. So minimum, if you have to subscribe, the value of each application, your total investment should not exceed rupees 1 lakh. Because we are talking about the private placement, the minimum number of prospective allottees is 50 instead of 1000 in main board. Similarly, relaxations have also been provided with respect to the continuous listing requirement for the companies listed under SME. Requirement to file the half yearly financial results instead of quarterly. Then exemption from the publishing financial results in the newspaper. SME companies may send an abridged annual report to their shareholders also. However, the same need to be displayed on the website of the exchange companies. One small correction in respect of the point number 3, where I said 3 and 4. The minimum applicable value is rupees 5000 to 7000 is not applicable. Minimum application value shall not be less than rupees 1 lakh per application. So investment 1 lakh, under that 1 lakh number of shares may be varies according to its face values. That is what I forgot to tell you. However, minimum number of prospective allottees is 50 instead of earlier it was 1000 in main board. So these are the small corrections before our proceeding further for the next discussion. Now let us understand what is the institutional trading platform, that is ITP. SEBI has permitted the listing of the small and medium enterprises, including the startup companies, on the SME exchange institutional trading platform without being required to make an initial public offer, not required to make any IPO. For main companies, IPO is a must. Without that, their shares are not listed on the stock exchange. But here, exemption is made for the startup companies to publish or offer the initial public offer they can make startup companies for getting the investment. The main feature of the ITP platform, which follows as under, only such SMEs, it is permitted to whom? Only such SMEs which their securities do not have listed on any recognized stock exchange and permitted to list their specified securities exclusively on institutional trading platform, that is ITP. Next one is the listing process of ITP does not involve any IPO or private placement or any issue of securities. While such companies are listed on the platform, they are not permitted to raise further capital. Since the trading lot has been mandated as 10 lakhs, a participants in this platform is restricted to the informed investors only. So it is privately run. Institutional trading platform is a privately run. And these are some of the characteristic feature of trading on the institutional trading platform, ITP. The companies which are listed in ITP are mostly SME and startup. So less than 10 crore capital, and startup, they have very meagre or very little capital base. So only those are required to be listed on the ITP, and without any public issue also, that is IPO also. The regulatory framework for the ITP has envisaged that the SMEs which are listed in this platform will mandatorily exit the platform under what circumstances? Number one, a period of 10 years has elapsed since the company was listed on the ITP. The paid up capital of the company is more than 25 crores rupees when it exits. That time it has to exit. Then the revenue of the company is more than the 300 crores of rupees. Then also it has to exit. The company reaches to the market capitalization of more than 500 crores of rupees. Then it has to exit from the ITP platform. And BSE, that is Bombay Stock Exchange, launched its ITP in February 2014. There are about such 6 companies which are listed on this ITP on BSE. NSE also launched its ITP on October 28, 2013, and there is only one company listed on its as on June 11, 2014. Current status in last 5 years, maybe there are 5 to 10 companies must have been added into this. That updation I have not made. I am leaving it to you to see it. Now coming to the regulatory provision in respect of the alternative investment funds. It is just repetition, but small element of the crowdfunding is also attached to it. These regulations, as we have discussed in earlier chapter, that of venture capital also, that these regulations seeks the covered funds, which are broadly under 3 categories, alternate investment funds. Category 1, which includes the venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture funds, infrastructure funds, etc., which invest in the sectors or areas which are the government regulators and it may be considered socially or economically desirable. Category 2, which includes the private equity funds or debt funds and which does not have any leverage or borrowing other than to meet a day-to-day operational requirement. And category 3, which includes the hedge funds, which is employee leverage, including through the investment derivatives. And as per the said regulation, the AIF should be prohibited by its trust deed or memorandum of articles and association partnership deed from making an investment or making an invitation to the public to subscribe its securities. Alternative investment funds shall not accept from the investor or an investment of the value which is less than rupees 1 crore, and no scheme of the alternative investment fund shall have the more than 1,000 investors. Further, the each scheme of alternate investment funds shall have minimum corpus of rupees 20 crores. The managers, sponsors shall have continuing interest in the AIF of certain percentage of the corpus, which was earlier told that it was 2.5% to 5%, depending upon the category of their investment. The category 1 AIF venture categories, there are 4 subcategories, that is venture capital fund, social venture funds, SME fund and infrastructure funds. Now let us understand the social venture fund. This is just a brushing up. Earlier we have done this AIF regulation verdict, but while going forward to the crowdfunding, we have to keep this in mind. That is why this information is here. An AIF which invests primarily in the securities which are the units which are of the social ventures and which satisfies the social performance norm, which are led by the venture alternative investment fund and whose investors may agree to receive the restricted or muted returns, may get itself registered as a social venture funds under the SEBI Alternative Investment Fund Regulation 2012. It can accept the investment which are not less than rupees 1 crore and such investors may accept the muted returns also. Such funds, that is social investment funds, venture funds, such funds are also entitled to accept the grants, donations, or if utilization of the grant shall be restricted to only social venture, it has to be utilized. Further, the amount of grants that may be accepted by the fund, that is alternative investment fund, social venture fund, from any person that shall not have less than 20 lakhs and no profit or gains shall be accrued to the provider of such a grant. Nothing to be given back, because it is a grant is given. There is no question of repayment, or there is no question of giving interest or dividend or whatever it may be to the investor. SME fund, an investment fund which invests primarily in unlisted securities of investee companies, which are SME or securities of those SMEs which are listed on the or proposed to be listed on the SME exchange or SME segment of any exchanges, may get itself registered to the SME fund. Then such a funds shall invest at least 75% of its corpus into unlisted securities or partnership interest in the venture capital undertaking or maybe investee companies which are SME or companies which are listed or proposed to be listed on the SME exchange or SME segment of an exchange, may enter into an agreement with the merchant banker to subscribe to the unsubscribed portion of the issue or receive the delivered securities in the process of market making. It means not all the issue is 100% subscribed. There may be possibility of undersubscribed. So issue is not fully subscribed. So unsubscribed part, how to utilize it? For that, there is a requirement of appointment of the merchant banker by SME fund. Angel funds. Under the SEBI Alternative Investment Fund 2012, a subcategory has been created under the category 1 venture capital funds, which is called as Angel funds, by amendment dated September 16, 2013. Such a funds can raise the funds from the angel investors and make investment in startup or companies which are at early stage of development. In order to ensure that the investment by such angel funds is genuine, the angel investment in India, it is prescribed that it is investee companies, and those companies are incorporated in India and are not more than 3 years old. That means it is a startup. And have turnover not more than 25 crores. They should be unlisted and are not promoted, sponsored or related to any industrial group whose group turnover is in excess of rupees 300 crores and has no family connections with the investors proposing to invest in the company. These are some of the guidelines or instructions. While anybody who is starting up with a startup company for the purpose of investment into it. Investment in an investee company by an angel fund shall not be less than rupees 50 lakhs and it should not be more than 5 crores. That is, strict selling has to be observed. Such a conditions are expected to ensure that the investments are genuine investment in the startups or early stage companies in India. Minimum corpus of an angel fund shall be at least 10 crores and the minimum investment from each investor shall be rupees 25 lakhs. And angel investments are highly risky investment because the necessary restrictions are imposed on the eligibility of the investor in order to ensure that the investor who have prior experience, adequate knowledge or awareness of such investments and who have enough capital invest in such a funds. Why there is a risk? Because angel investment, there is a risk because the investment criteria is little bit on the lower side. And there is no proper regulatory control as such. So many times these startups, the companies which they are investing or investing company, they may not come up. They will eat away whatever is invested there and you do not have as an angel investor any recourse against that because company is just new and they are trying to come up but failure percentage are little bit on higher side. That is why it is a very highly risky proposition for angel investment to invest in the startup companies or the companies which are at early stage of development or establishment. Reduce the mandatory minimum sponsor, manager or contribution is made applicable to the angel funds. This slightly there is a controlling point here it is that the persons who are coming up as a owner of the company or whatever it may be, their managers or maybe the angel funds owners, they should have their minimum contribution, that is 2.5% of the corpus which is proposed or rupees 50 lakhs, whichever is lesser, that is continuously it should be made available and it should not be utilized like that.